A new generation to change the world. Listen to this devotional. Regardless of your age or stage of life, if you are reading this article, then God is calling you to be part of this generation that changes the world. As men and women who are being called to create change, we must first embrace change personally. Often, the challenge that I face is that I get inspired to want to make a difference, but don't realize that I first must allow God to change me. This personal change happens on three levels: faith, mindset, and purpose. Table of contents: a new faith. Seeing God differently: a new mindset. Changing our lives: new purpose. Changing the world: a new faith. Seeing God differently. The people of Judah approached Joshua at Gilgal. Caleb, the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, spoke to Joshua. He said, "You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God. He spoke to him at Kadesh Barnea about you and me. 7. Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to check out the land. I was 40 years old at that time. I brought back an honest report to him. I told him exactly what I had seen. 8. Several other men of Israel went up with me. What they reported terrified the people. But I followed the Lord my God with my whole heart." Joshua chapter 14 verses 6-8. Nerve. Caleb stood out amongst his contemporaries because he had a faith that came from personal convictions about God and who he was. Because of Caleb's faith, he saw God differently than his contemporaries did. When he saw God, he saw greatness and the great things he had in store. Where others saw obstacles, Caleb saw opportunities. What has a greater impact on how you see God? Your circumstances? Your experiences? Your fears? Or your faith in the scriptures? Do you remember a point when you read the Bible and it changed your view of God? Do you still study the Bible with eyes of wonder and curiosity that continue to discover God in different, more intimate ways? The humble will see their God at work and be glad. Let all who seek God's help be encouraged. Psalm chapter 69 verse 32 NLT. The scriptures teach that the humble will see their God at work. Having a new faith begins with humility with God. For people who call themselves Christians, it can be easy to see a need for a quiet time, the time we set aside to read the Bible and pray. However, there's a difference between seeing a need for a quiet time and seeing a need for God. The need for a quiet time is the dependence we put on structure and routine in our lives to function. To see your need for God is to realize how much you need God personally, because you understand that without Him and His help in your life, you're lonely, weak, and lost. Do you see a need for a quiet time, or do you see a need for God? Do your limitations point your attention to God? 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 12? Does your awareness of God have you in awe? Ephesians chapter 3 verses 18-20. A new mindset. Changing our lives. Do not conform yourselves to the standards of this world, but let God transform you inwardly by a complete change of your mind. Then you will be able to know the will of God, what is good and is pleasing to Him and is perfect. Romans chapter 12 verse 2 GNT. By definition, mindset means the established set of attitudes held by someone. As we embrace a changed mindset, inward transformation, our lives change and we discover how to inspire others to change their lives as well. Personally, there are different mindsets that I get into and need the help of God to change. The various mindsets that I've needed help changing are: victim mindset, constantly blaming others for what is going on in my life; insecure mindset, consumed with self and feeling paranoid in interactions with everyone; prove it mindset, I'm in a space where I'm trying to prove my value, worth, contribution; frustration mindset, everything feels like a grind and uphill battle; pessimist mindset, going through the motions without faith and waiting for the next bad thing to happen. Ask yourself the following questions to reflect. Have you allowed God to change your mindset recently? What are the established set of attitudes that you need to allow God to change for you? What scriptures can you meditate on to change your mindset to a God-focused, faith-filled mindset? New purpose. Changing the world. We are confident that God is able to orchestrate everything to work toward something good and beautiful when we love Him and accept His invitation to live according to His plan. 29. From the distant past, His eternal love reached into the future. You see, He knew those who would be His one day, and He chose them beforehand to be conformed to the image of His Son, so that Jesus would be the firstborn of a new family of believers, all brothers and sisters. As for those He chose beforehand, He called them to a different destiny so that they would experience what it means to be made right with God and share in His glory. Romans chapter 8 verses 28-29. Voice. As we learn from this scripture, if we decide to accept God's invitation to be changed, He will give us a different destiny. Not a life measured by what we get, but a life measured by what we give. The world can be changed by a committed group of disciples who are dedicated to allowing God to change their lives and, as a result, inspire change in the lives around them. We change the world by being the light of God and doing good in the midst of darkness. What opportunities lie before you to bring the light of God and do good to your neighborhood, community, workplace, or school? Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16 NIV daily. Do you renew your faith, renew your mindset, and renew your purpose? Which of these three areas do you have the greatest challenge with? Which of these three areas would have the greatest impact on others if you changed? It's the daily decisions you make to be renewed by God that keep your life changing and inspiring others that they too can live a changed life.